to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also, every podcast catcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere you listen to podcasts. It's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian with my hat. You know what that means. It's that time of the year, and it's not my favorite time of the year, which is Halloween, but it's my second favorite Halloween, my second favorite holiday of the year, as I'm getting scoffed at by a dominatrix, so I don't mind. But it's our holiday special. It's once a year. We love it. We've got some people that you know, some people you don't know. We're going to get to know them. One person you do know, and I'm going to turn the camera around here. There she is. She brought out the antlers again. It's my co-host, everybody's favorite horror writer, Nicole Sachs.
Good evening. I'm very excited to be here. We got spiked eggnog. We got beautiful women. We got a handsome gentleman of very distinguished stature.
Some people would say you have three handsome gentlemen in a room.
Oh, yes.
That would be me.
The room is overflowing with handsome.
I'm putting myself in that category. We also have microphones that don't move, but it's fine. We're here at pirate.com. We love it here. How's your holiday season been so far?
It's been fun. I'm getting things set up for Thanksgiving. I knew what to cook. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to cook for the holidays. I'm thinking some cranberry-based dishes, maybe some pumpkin. Mm-hmm. And I am all about spiced eggnog. I've been drinking this before Christmas. I would get the almond nog. Because it's really tasty, and I'd mix it with Fireball. So this is just heaven. So cheers, happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays to you. And you've already you got the spiced eggnog with us.
Compliments of Armando Meres, really good friend, fan of the show.
Right, we're going to talk about Armando in a second. But first, we have our guest. She is not only a dominatrix and a beautiful woman, wearing a better Santa hat than me. But she's an artist. She's a photographer. She's the woman of your dreams and nightmares. It's Domina Mara.
Hello, hello. Ooh. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Domina. I'm sorry about all the, and I'm sure I'll be punished for it later, all of the technical difficulties leading up to the show.
But, you are totally fine. I'm enjoying my eggnog.
So yes, that's good.
Thank you to Armando.
Thank you, Armando. And by the way, not only that, right next to you, he's been here before. It's been 5 years since he was in the studio with Kitten the TV Dodd.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's, 5 years ago. There he is. It's Santa Claus.
Hello. Hello. Welcome. Thank you for inviting me back. I enjoy being here every year. I enjoy being Santa Claus. And I just love the whole season. So Merry Christmas to everyone.
Right. No Zoom this year.
No Zoom. No, we get to be here in person. That's far better.
We are here in person. We're all drinking eggnog. And you get to see right in front of you. A Domina Mara, you get to experience.
And matching.
Yes, you are.
Matching.
You got the memo on how to dress, so that was good.
Watch
that
out, good. Mrs. Claus.
Yes, and I'll tell you what makes a great gift, and I know Santa Claus knows this. I'm sure Nicole knows this. You know what would make a great gift?
A book from Audible?
Well, it would be, but they're not sponsoring us anymore. What would be a great gift would
CBD
be...
CBD products.
No.
Oh.
We're going to get to that later. How about Ray's Energy Drinks?
That would be a good gift.
Go to the description of the podcast. By the way, if you've got a relative that drinks energy drinks like I do and needs that type of energy, go to any podcast catcher you're listening to or to YouTube. There will be a link in the description where you can get 15% off a case of Ray's energy drinks. And this is the best. Better than Red Bull, better than Monster, better than Rockstar. The best part of it. And they have great flavors like Baja Lime that tastes like Baja Blast from Taco Bell. They have great flavors like... the pina colada flavor is actually South
and
Beach.
The grape one.
Grape bubble gum, sour gummy worms, better than you would think.
I think sour gummy worm is probably pretty good.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good. And and the best part of it, zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash. Ray's Energy Drinks. Check out our link. Order some for Christmas. That way I can afford to buy people gifts. Anyway, so Nicole. We seem to have a disagreement before we get to our guests about The House of Gucci. You really liked it, the movie.
It's okay if you didn't like it. Most people didn't. I enjoyed it. I thought Adam Driver's performance was really good.
Yes, but did you think Adam Driver was Italian at any point?
No.
Exactly. So here's my issue with the movie. And the thing is...
Why didn't they cast real Italians? Like, I mean, as a half Italian, we're not that hard to find.
Well, they got Gaga and Al Pacino, and they're like, we have a two Italian limit, I guess, and that's what it was. Here's the thing. It was good. There were good parts, and there were some really powerful scenes. But they were always followed up by some really weird, stupid scene.
Yeah.
And Jared Leto is so fucking bad. He should get his Oscar revoked. And he should do a remake of The Room, because he was doing Tommy Wiseau's performance exactly. He was horrible. Every time he got on screen, I was like, oh, no, no, no.
He was definitely my least favorite character.
I'm a Gucci. Shut up. If you're gonna cast a fat, bald Italian, there are fat, bald Italians out there.
There are. And here's another thing. They were obsessed with the noses. Like, I know that us Italians have slightly larger noses.
Yes.
But they can be cute. Everybody.
I realize you're pointing at your nose, not my nose, but that's okay, because I'm part Italian too, but that's okay.
Well, that's okay. You know what they say. The bigger your nose, the bigger it grows.
Oh.
So basically, Italians have small wieners when they're flaccid.
What?
She didn't say that.
She said the bigger one, it grows.
That wasn't. Anyway.
I'm trying to read between the lines. Okay, so Domina.
Hello.
Here's the reason. Because I've been watching all your stuff. I've been on your website. I've been checking out all the stuff that you do. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All the stuff that you do to men, all the stuff that you do to humiliate men, to put them in their place.
I play with women, too.
That was my first question. Is it just men or women?
It's everybody. So I have a very open door to all types of genders, all types of entities and races and ages. Some people are like, oh, I think I'm too old for you. And I'm just like, look, buddy, you're probably in the demographic that I see the most of.
I was going to say.
And honestly, to me, it doesn't matter as long as we have chemistry, because that's kind of what kink is about to me. It's about connection. And it doesn't matter what you look like. I really don't care.
Well, what about legendary holiday figures? Is that something you might play with?
100%. Yes. I'd be honored to.
Santa and Kinkland.
Santa's going to be, yeah. Santa does have some kinks. We're going to talk about that later. But on your website, you say you're from the heart of California.
Yes.
Where's the heart of California?
So technically, that's supposed to be Sacramento, because that is the capital. However,
right.
I am more towards the Bay Area. So I am originally from San Francisco. However, mm-hmm. I have been living in Los Angeles, City of Angels, for over 12 years now.
So LA is not the heart of California.
It is not the geographical heart, although it could be argued with the locals. This is where I am, so I call it my heart of my home right now.
Right. And we're on Pico Boulevard in Culver City. I don't know if this is anybody else's heart, but this is where my heart is. But by the way, Nicole.
Yes.
I'm part Italian, you're part Italian.
Yes.
Part Spanish, part Filipino, mm-hmm. part Chinese is what you're looking at right there with Domina Mar.
Yes. Good job.
That's a beautiful combination.
That together well. Now, Santa, you've been to all three of these countries. What do you think of this combination?
I think it's a magnificent combination.
Yes.
I think
you think
it
mixes well?
Well, and it mixes very well, and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I just... So your father was Spanish or your mother was
No,
Spanish?
Actually, it's all from my mother's side. She's the mixed one.
Okay.
My father was born in Brazil, but he's ethnically Chinese.
Okay.
My mother was born in the Philippines, and her family is kind of the one that was mixed in with the colonizers.
Is that what you call them?
Yes. The Spanish colonized the Philippines for over 300 years.
So wait a second. So now I'm starting to get a connection here. This is why... They conquer people, so you conquer all the guys that you see.
Colonize the colonizers.
You colonize the colonizers, yes.
Hashtag Ali Wong, but yes.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know I was ripping off Ali Wong's head,
but
that's okay.
No, that was a line from her, yeah.
Oh, okay. I ripped out. My apologies, Ali Wong.
No, I
yes.
said it. I
know
was
you
quoting
said it.
Her. Yeah.
I know you said it, but I was laughing, so I gotta watch some more Ali Wong. But you're pretty recent into this. I mean, you're like less than 10 years into this.
Yes. Over 8 years. It's been a journey, though.
I'm sure.
As every year goes by, I feel like a little bit of you changes, and then, you know, that kind of has a rippling effect into your life, and that's...
Now, are you becoming more sadistic or more nurturing?
You know, I think I'm doing both. It's always been both for me, but I feel like there's less people who want sadism done to, or like, they don't want to experience as much sadism right now. And I think it's because we've had a rough couple of years. So people are more geared towards the nurturing side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But today I actually just got an inquiry for harsh tickle torture.
Oh.
And I love tickling so much.
And that was from me, but... wait, Santa, what, you just made a face. Are you into tickle torture?
Absolutely not. Everything else on her menu is delightful. Tickle torture, absolutely
That's your weak spot.
Oh, man.
I think that's everybody's weak spot.
No, wait a second, because you know all the spots, apparently.
Yes, I do, and it's the best. But unfortunately, when I do find people who are ticklish, and I do find it like within the first maybe 10 minutes of meeting them and having them in front of me, they just don't like it, and it turns them off, so... I mean, it could be a source of punishment.
It's a different kind of pain. Like, tickling is painful because you're, like, you're laughing, but it hurts, you know?
Yeah. Some people have described it as, like, especially on their feet, like a burning sensation. Yeah.
So that's one of the spots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you wiggle the fingers or you do the kind of pinchy thing?
I do all of the above.
Okay. Let me just demonstrate for the camera. There's the wiggling the fingers and then there's the little pinchy.
And then there's the clawing with the nails, especially if you have really long nails.
Oh, but that tickles people?
Of course. The surface, do you know how many nerves are at the end of your...
Yeah.
at the end of your body?
Yeah. I'm thinking before the end of the show, I'll find out, but I was telling Nicole some of the things you've done, and I'm sure Santa Claus, as myself, because I know he does extensive research.
I do.
I was extensively researching. I was on your YouTube channel, and there's some unusual things that we're going to get to. But the cocoon, especially, was the... Yes. Did you see the cocoon, Santa?
I don't recall that, but
you would recall it.
I've watched quite a few, and I'm intrigued. Very intrigued.
You would remember the cocoon. Describe the cocoon for everybody.
So what I did was I took a female sub who was waiting for me. I did this whole ritual, like showering and bringing in flowers that looked like groceries. And then I literally come out all dressed in latex and floral latex, and I put a nylon encasement on her and tie her up in rope and then create a flower arrangement on her and take away her identity, and she becomes like human furniture.
Wow. So
and then you...
Oh, and then I proceed to just read my book.
This is a dumb question, but what kind of flower?
It was actually, I don't know. It was a type of lily because it's a small lily and there are different colors. There was like pink, orange, yellow, very beautiful springtime.
I like
things.
That.
Yeah.
So fully encased in nylon, like...
Yeah, it was like a full body
like
stocking.
Pantyhose the whole way down,
mm-hmm.
All the way up.
But it's one tube, and
one
it has
tube.
A yeah. Oh. It's in it has
a
cover
sausage,
at the end.
Sausage casing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yes, it was that one was great. Now I'm gonna get... You do so many other things.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna get to the whole menu, but
sure.
Santa, how has your pandemic been?
It's been challenging.
Yeah.
I have not given into it. I have decided not to be afraid. Santa got triple vaxxed, so he doesn't care anymore.
So you got a booster, you're all set?
And my first, my second, and my booster, yes, that's correct. And I got a flu shot, and polio shot, and a rabies shot. I got everything.
Oh, great.
So I'm good to go, yeah.
Great. You may need a rabies shot tonight. But now, I was going to ask, now, last year with the pandemic, was there, did some people did not get gifts, or did they, or did you wear a mask down to Germany, or what happened?
Everybody got gifts. I talked to quite a few people, quite a few children. Did quite a few videos. I assured them everything was fine at the North Pole. The elves were safe. They were building gifts. The reindeer were strong. And everybody was going to be delivered on time as usual.
Well, that's why you're at the North Pole, because you're sequestered from everybody. So I guess the pandemic didn't hit you.
Well, we didn't have any regulations anyway, so I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, we didn't have any problem at the North Pole. Everything was on cue. It was fine. It was delivered. What we didn't get were near as many in-person visits to children before Christmas to find out exactly what they wanted. So we had to depend on the Postal Service, UPS, email. Santa does have email. It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
So we want to know that this year is even better. We survived last year in the pandemic. Now we're coming back even stronger than ever.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that, because I was curious last year, because I know you were at your home in the North Pole, and you were getting everything together, but it seemed like it was a little more stressful than usual.
I was in my office. It was more stressful. Most of the stress was coming from other people. They were afraid things were not going to happen. They were afraid things were going to get worse. They were very concerned about becoming ill. They were very concerned about people with comorbidities. Santa Claus, of course, is corpulent. Therefore, he has the main comorbidity that causes last sleigh ride. But I didn't get it, so lucky me.
Yeah, did you have to wear a mask going down the chimney?
I did not. Yes. I did not wear masks.
And no quarantine after all the deliveries are worldwide?
Well, I self-quarantined in the Bahamas, but besides
that. Okay.
What
okay,
a terrible place to quarantine.
Yeah,
it was trying, you know.
Yeah, when Santa goes all out, when he takes a vacation. Now I mentioned these videos that you have on YouTube because they're very, very impressive. Now you're a graphic artist, you're a photographer. Mm-hmm. I mean they're movie quality. They're,
yes.
And you shoot them yourself. I'm trying to figure out how you get some of the angles.
Yeah, Cocoon specifically. I actually found I had a trip booked for Denver, and I was going to go see a concert there for multiple days, and I'd never been to Denver before. And so I was like, I'm going to stay there for a week so I can explore the city and, enjoy myself.
Right.
But I never just go somewhere and take a vacation. I also work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this one place that really spoke to me. And so I took my laptop one day after I booked the place for a week. I went to a tea shop, and I spent 4 to 6 hours storyboarding every single shot that place had inspired me. Mm-hmm. So Cocoon was birthed at a tea shop. And,
well, Cocoon was birthed in Denver, which is ironic because it's like you're rolling a joint.
They are very friendly towards that, yes.
Yes. I was interested in that. And by the way, I guess this is probably the best time for Nicole to tell us about our other sponsor.
Okay. So we are sponsored by CBD, Renegade CBD and Renegade Kush.
Yes.
And if you want to just chill out and relax and get your zen, it's a wonderful thing to help relieve the stress of the holiday season.
Yes. Oh. Yes. And we've got some goodies coming up.
Yep. Allegedly there's a goodie package coming to me with the special white chocolate I talk about every time I see you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point I'm going to get to try that lovely white chocolate. I've heard so much about it.
I can't wait.
I'm hoping it's a white Christmas.
I think it will be. Have some more spiked eggnog, but but the other one, actually my favorite was the sculpture.
Oh,
now, really? How high were you when you came up with that one?
So I actually spent 10 minutes on that one. I was...
No, come
yes,
on.
Yes, I did. And it was on the way to pick up my model. So this submissive is from New York, and he said he was going to be in L.A. because he had family in the city. And I was like, he was like, let's shoot. And I was like, okay, cool. I had one idea set for photo shoots, and we took some photos in the Antelope Valley where it was the super bloom, so the poppies were all over the place. And I had a sponsored leather puppy set there, and so we did a puppy play thing out there, which was really beautiful. You guys should check that out on my portraits page. I believe it was 2019 on dominamara.com. And after that he was like, well, I'm gonna be in town for another couple days or so. It was extended. He was like, do you want to do anything else while I'm here? And I was like, yeah, sure. Some other cinematographer reached out to me literally the day after the poppy shoot, and he was like, hey, I want to expand my boudoir portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, do you want to trade? And I said, yes. So literally on the way to his space, which was shot that afternoon, I sketched out what I wanted. I brought body paint that I had at home, mineral oil that I had at home, literally everything I had at home. And I was like, this is what we're going to do. And I sketched out really quick in my sketchbook. And
describe for everybody what you sketched, because I saw it. I recommend everybody look at this.
And it's really underrated, I feel, because all the other ones are very you can see the interest of fetish in them. But this one was more of an artistic representation about like how everybody's super hardened by society and what we are conditioned to think and feel, and we become these monotonous machines that go to work, go home, and we call that living.
Right.
However, at the end of this,
except for Santa works once a year, which is nice.
That's correct.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but it's only one day.
Right.
Hard job, but somebody has to do it.
Right.
Well, if you also want to hire a dominatrix to help, keep your elves in line, I'm open for that as well. Just saying, in the future.
Do you have any little people clients?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any little people clients?
No, I do have one person who's disabled.
Okay.
So their lower half hadn't developed completely. Okay. If that makes sense.
All right. Well.
Yeah. So they were in a wheelchair, but that was awesome.
Okay. Like, yeah. Good for
them.
Good for them.
Yeah.
So describe the statues. Describe the whole thing because it's kind of indescribable. But see what you can do.
So Sculptura is a short film about this. The first thing you see is this sculpture. He is blindfolded. He only has underwear on, and he's all white like a marble. And over time, having a dominant, female dominant, coming in as a creative, trying to, kind of persuade her artistry, her presence, her knowledge, everything about her, starts transforming him. And she starts painting, or taking off the paint, rather, body paint that's on him, there's a scene that is... how do you call it? Like mineral oil being poured on him to kind of wipe away all the...
Well, I thought it was water. I didn't know what it was.
No, it was mineral oil. Okay, so that's kind sense. Of... But I like the drippy, the heaviness of it because water would have been too quick, and it wouldn't have gotten
I thought you found it in slow motion, yeah.
It is, but water would have been even faster than that.
Right.
By double, I feel, or triple. But yeah, eventually she wipes away all of the marble... and the stone, and he's able to actually finally become a person again. So there's a dual meaning to that. It's like, a person can be hardened by society and then broken down by a mistress because he can come and see a mistress anytime and, become himself despite what, society, has made us or thinks of us, because she creates a safe space for him. Or, it can just be seen as she's literally breaking down, everything, and he's... finally able to become alive, like a Pinocchio effect.
Yeah, it's like a hard shell, and then he's allowed to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's something I recommend. Everybody check out your YouTube page and check that one. Especially that one out. I really liked it.
Yay.
I didn't, I'm not, here's the thing, I'm not a submissive, so, none of the guys catering to you, you were beautiful, but it wasn't like, wow, but I want to be that guy in the standing in the underwear getting mineral
right,
oil
for Lady Luck, yeah.
Yeah. I noticed something, and I know YouTube has restrictions, so this is why you put this on, but I noticed in most of your photos and most of your YouTube stuff, the men are either nude or scantily clad, but you've got clothes on.
Yes. So in
funny how I noticed that.
Yeah. There's something called a clothed dominant or clothed female and naked male kind of thing. And that's actually a category that you can find on certain websites. And basically it's kind of showing that the, submissive or the person serving in service literally is stripping down to nothing and is offering themselves like body, mind, and soul to, whoever it is being clothed.
Right.
Because they don't have to do that. There are vulnerabilities that I feel like dominance do give in return when they see the submissive giving that to them. But yeah, that's kind of like the typical thing.
Okay. Because I don't know. Other sites I've seen, I'm not used to that much male nudity. I haven't seen that much.
Oh, really?
Male nudity since I watched Porky's. It was weird, but it's very strange. But let's cut to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
Every interview I've ever read about you, and I've read quite a few, and they ask you what you really like, and you like the foot fetish.
Oh, I love receiving foot worship. Yes.
Yes.
I've been a foot model for over 7 years now, and I actually won an award for my feet.
Your feet are nice. I've seen them, but...
I won the Ice Queen / Ice Princess Most Intriguing Foot Model. I don't know what that means, but...
Your feet are very intriguing, apparently.
Or the person attached to them is intriguing. I don't know, but...
Because, here's where we talk about Armando, because... You posted a picture of your feet. You were in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically bubbles, half of your calf, and your feet.
Yeah.
And Armando went crazy.
I don't think Armando did go crazy. What are you referencing?
Well, he really I think he said wow or something.
Oh, okay. That's no. You have to understand the other comments on that were like.
Well, I haven't up on it.
Armando's tame compared to what the others were.
You must have some intriguing feet too.
I guess. One person asked about piggies. The other person was like, two toes. One person made this really long poetic thing about them. So I think people just like feet. Like, not everybody, but I think the people who like feet really like feet.
Right.
Yes.
What? And by the way, Santa, you see how red Santa is?
So
look how red Santa is.
So
we've already established this a couple years ago.
It's CFNM, in case you want to look it up.
CFNM?
Yeah. Yes.
Clothed female, naked male.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
CFNM.
I'll check that out.
You'll check it out. You'll find it now.
And by the way, it hasn't been 5 years since you were in the studio because I forgot. Two years ago, you were in the studio with my favorite porn star, Ella Darling.
Exactly.
And that's where we talked about foot fetish, and that's why you're so red now.
Probably.
What is it about feet? I don't get it. I'll ask you then, and I'll ask you now.
Yeah, some people like them, some people don't. If they are slender and the nails are correct, they're beautiful and they're fun to use, and they're not used so much as fun to worship. That's the word you like.
Yes, they're fun to worship.
You just give nice pleasure.
Right.
If they're ugly, they're just ugly, and you move on.
Now, what's an ugly foot?
When you see one, you'll know it. It's like porn. Can't describe it. When I see it, I know it.
I mean,
I have a friend who has ugly feet. Their toenails are janky. They don't take care of them.
Well,
like,
no, you got to cut your toenails.
But if you don't take care of your toenails, it's the first sign.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to get a pedicure. You have to get a professional pedicure.
Got that. Okay.
Yeah, I get
no corns, bunions. No, I know you do.
No, none of that. It's all trimmed nicely and massaged. You know what I tried?
What'd you try?
The paraffin treatment.
Oh, the wax.
Yeah. Well, it's melted paraffin. You stick your foot in the bag. Yes. All the paraffin's melted. They mold it to your foot, kind of like what you're describing, but with paraffin. Mm-hmm. And as you think, well, this is weird. And then it cools down a little bit, and they peel it off. And as the paraffin comes off, every single cell of dead skin goes with it.
Right.
And I love that. That sounds wonderful.
They are. You can't believe it. You have to do that.
Well, I have to do that. Maybe Nicole has to do that. You don't dare do that, Mara, because you brag on your website. You walk around barefoot and you sell.
Oh yes,
your foot dirt.
My foot dust. You know, when I first started, I didn't even know what that was. I had to look it up.
Foot dust.
Yes.
You should ask Santa. He knows.
Oh no, I know.
I've sold my foot dust.
But yeah, you can literally sell any part of your foot. Like, you want to exfoliate it? You want to cut your toenails? Guys buy your toenails,
mm-hmm. and they buy your exfoliation off the bottom of their feet.
Yes, I did a YouTube video of my pup, literally just giving me a pedicure, literally from filing down all my calluses, from cutting my toenails to painting a clear coat of Chanel nail polish, like a top coat. And somebody in the comments was like, please don't throw away the foot dust and the exfoliation. They're like, I will send you money. Please send it to me. And they lived in the UK.
Nice.
So I was like, okay, it's going to take a while to ship to you.
That's what I'm saying.
But I will send it to you because you asked so nicely and you were so desperate for it.
How did you declare that on the exit paperwork?
I just sent it in an envelope with a nice letter saying thank you and put it in between and was like, enjoy.
Very nice.
Do we have a price on your foot dust, or you got to acquire it personally?
I think it's right now $25 per bag, or like per.
Oh, you put it in a bag? Okay.
Yes, I do.
I was wondering how you sent that. Okay.
Yeah. One of those little bags you could confuse with something else. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, people think it's something else. Yeah,
something else. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that now.
The color is not white as snow, though. So, you know, I think
it might be a new strain. You know,
yeah, it could be.
Yeah. So,
but
anyway, yeah. I'm not weirded out, but it's interesting. It really fascinates
me
because we were talking about last week with and by the way, when you say pup, it's not a literal dog. This is a guy that you treat as a dog or. Mm-hmm. Dress up as a dog?
Correct.
Okay, because we had
the leather thing?
Yes, he's like my Doberman. But he actually gets special treatment because he gets to walk on 2 feet. And he gets to, well, he doesn't speak, so he just barks and nods. But he kind of serves as like my butler. He gets to wear a suit and, you know, just, it's almost like a bodyguard. Doberman bodyguard.
Right, we had Mistress Marguerite on, and she was talking about, she's like the queen of pets, and she's got like lions, tigers, and bears, and all that stuff. But so, do you walk your dogs?
Not this particular pup, but other ones, yes.
Right.
They are on all fours all the time, and I teach them different tricks with different hand gestures.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, put them on a leash, take them outside. So one of the play spaces I use has a backyard,
right,
and grass. So they can run around, they can, you know, lift their leg up by a tree if they need to, and then come back inside for more training, or I can just leave them outside.
So do they like tap you when they have to pee, and then you let them outside? And
sometimes, I have one that,
woof, 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 woof.
He claws at the door.
There's a doggy door.
No, there's a dungeon door.
Ah, okay.
And he just paws at it and starts whining.
Now, you just have dogs or you have other...
No, I have kittens and I have...
You have a litter box and papers in your house? Or
no, I don't. But the puppy pads do come out sometimes. They're never used, but for training purposes, you know, I leave them out and, you know, guide them. And then I'm also going to be shooting with a pony soon.
Oh, so okay.
That'll be nice, yeah.
That will be nice. Mm-hmm. That's going to be...
The little head thing and the whole game plan.
Yeah. No, with reins and a bite and everything, yeah.
And the tail.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a
Surrey? Matching tail to her real hair.
You have a Surrey?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You have a Surrey or you just ride her?
You
have a saddle or a Surrey?
No, I just ride her, but she has reins.
Yeah. You have a saddle for her?
No. Those are very pricey. So Santa, next year.
I'll get the elves on one of those.
Get the elves on that, yeah. Santa.
In black, please.
Leather working elves.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be those elves in the back. You got to get them to get those.
I don't even tell them what it's for.
Right. No,
For a poor crippled horse can only walk on his front legs.
Right. I'm sure she's a very healthy horse.
Yes. Very young.
But the saddle would have to be, you see. So the set, anyway.
Right. So what do you think people, guys are into feet?
I think it's just a taboo place that, because we walk in it all day, we kind of like sweat in our, you know, in our shoes and everything.
I hate to say this in front of Santa and your man,
sure.
But I read somewhere that your feet stink.
So they do. They can, especially after going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that is the best time that people want to sniff them.
Oh,
because
sure.
They are addicted to the smell. And apparently my left foot specifically has pheromones that come out that are super powerful. Like, and it's not just one person saying this. It's like multiple people.
Oh, I thought there was a doctor saying this.
No, it's multiple people. Because pheromones do actually come out of your feet.
Feet, okay.
Right. But my left foot, for some reason, is just... I don't know what comes out of it. I don't know if it's a smell thing or if it's like something in the aroma is like magnetizing. So, yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like...
I'm writing it down your left side, so if I detect it, I'll let you know.
Oh, I'm wearing...
I know you're wearing boots.
Yeah, knee-high leather boots right now, but that's also prime time for people who like sniffing, so...
Of course. They're really sweating now.
I've also sold old stockings.
No, we had Mistress Kay last week, and we have people in the community all the time. And she was talking about all the stuff that she sells online, and I saw a few of the things that you sell online. So mm-hmm. She was talking about the panties and all sorts of panties with skid marks, pee. You do the same, menstrual?
So it's kind of like a menu. I wear, you know, panties every day. And then if somebody wants to customize that, they can, you know, pay extra to really make sure that they're getting everything that they want out of that.
And what's the most unusual panty request?
It wasn't unusual, but it was like, I had to bargain with this guy.
Or the funniest one, yes.
This one guy wanted me to wear it for 3 days straight, and I was like, that's kind of gross, because I was also menstruating at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I want you to menstruate on the panties. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's going to be a mess, but sure, I will, you know, I will do it.
Santa's red again, by the way. I think it was him.
No red wings.
So I said, I'll wear it for 2 days. I will free bleed. And I will also leave any other marks on there that you wanted, so skid marks included. He also wanted self-love, and I was like, wow, you just want everything, don't you?
Do you squirt?
I do.
Okay, so...
But,
it's going to be lost in the menstrual cycle, though.
I was going to say, right, if you got menstrual blood and shit in your underwear, probably not squirting. You're not probably not in the mood to squirt.
No, but in this case, it was more of, like, the female, I think, ejaculation that he was more interested in. But yeah, that was kind of the,
right.
I wanted all of it. And I was like, okay.
Well, you're paying for it.
Yeah, and he did. And he enjoyed it very much.
Gross. No shame.
No, no shame. Nicole doesn't wear panties. So.
I think underwear themselves are gross. I think they're a breeding ground for bacteria.
Okay.
I think that's fair. 100% fair.
Right, right. So do you get the more money for the G-strings or granny panties?
I wear thongs, so
yeah.
It's kind of
so it's always
they get to pick the color.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And do they go for a darker color? Or I guess lighter color if they want stuff done to them.
It depends. Sometimes it's dark, like, you know, dark blue, like navy blue or black, and sometimes it's white and hot pink. So it really depends on the person.
And be honest, have you ever just, like, bought new panties and somebody didn't want anything? You just kind of just mailed them without wearing them?
No. They've always just wanted it. And then on top of that, some people who actually wanted a custom... Mm-hmm. Gave me a whole pack of new panties just because they were like, "Here, I think you need to replenish your stock." And I was like, "That's very kind of you."
So nice. You have so many lovely subs. Yeah. So you sell your nails, you sell your feet shavings, you sell your underwear. What else do you sell?
I sell used clothing. So like the gym stuff that a lot of people bought my yoga pants. So the stuff that I wear to the gym that I sweat in, you know, I wear it a couple times and then I just ship it off.
Okay.
As is.
See, I've never bought anybody's clothing online.
Well, what's weird is that one guy in Canada, he just wore them around the house. And I was like, so you're not even using them for the scent? Or are you? Like, I wasn't sure.
Right.
But he just, I guess, wanted to feel close to me. So because we're so far apart.
It's like wearing a sweater, you know, like a hoodie.
So he just wore my leggings around the house.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He wanted to be you.
Maybe. I don't know.
To know how it feels like to be you.
He definitely called me goddess, so the title changed, and so he kind of elevated me in that sense of worship rather than like, oh, Domina,
Well, and here's the thing. So we've got you are known as Ms. Mara, you are known as Domina Mara, mm-hmm. you are known as Goddess Mara.
Yes,
a different thing. So, mm-hmm.
Sometimes people call me mommy. Sometimes I'm mistress. Sometimes I'm just the owner, like a key holder.
Right.
People sometimes call me empress. Do you ever get called like? Empress or your majesty or anything like that?
Majesty, yes, but I kind of try to stay away from empress because I feel like a lot of other
I don't know how it happened.
Use it as well, so I'm just like, you can keep that.
I see.
Yeah. But it's very flattering. Yeah.
Empress Nicole.
Empress Nicole. Yes. Yeah, this guy Keith, not Keith. Keith.
Oh, Keith.
Yes, he calls me his empress, and then another person the clown guy that goes by Ramirez, who has a serial killer name, also calls me Empress. I'm not scared. I write scary stories for a living, so it's just the same fan base.
Okay. Any cute nicknames besides the ones we know, Santa? Anybody?
No, Santa, Santa Claus, Saint Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Chris Kringle.
All after this
I get
year,
called goddess, too. But yeah, I think that's more of the witchy thing. Like, it's usually...
I'm also into... witchcraft as well. But with Santa, you could be Super Santa this year because of all the vaccinations and shots you've already gotten.
I am.
Yeah.
Super Santa.
Super Santa.
We're very, very proud of you, Santa.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're immune. You're
stepped right up.
Yeah,
right
very, up. Very nice. The damn Easter Bunny, he had to be
quarantined. Yeah, that Easter Bunny, that son of a gun.
Yeah, see, Santa Claus and Easter Bunny kind of have a beef.
Yeah.
Because I had the Easter Bunny on the show once. And
he's always ragging on me because I get all the attention. It's just because he's so lame. The Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
He can't lay eggs. He goes and buys them.
Right.
They're not colored. He colors them himself. He doesn't
hide
them.
Or people
color them.
He leaves it for the parents to hide. Right. Easter Bunny. What a lame character.
Are you cool with the Tooth Fairy? Or are you guys?
Tooth Fairy and I are good friends. Good buddies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's really cool. She is really cool.
All right. So I just want to make.
She's got that little wand, too. I kind of like that because, you know, you're going to do with a wand.
I've heard she's also got very lovely wings.
She does have lovely wings, and she enjoys them being worshipped.
Oh, see?
Yeah, so the
Easter and by the way, seems like Tooth Fairy's sexuality is very fluid because you called it a man and you called it a woman, so I don't know. Yeah. I think non-binary, the Tooth Fairy.
Or gender fluid, even.
Gender fluid,
no,
yeah.
No, if I called it a man, that was an error on my part, the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought I heard because
there's no
she.
Question.
Yeah,
she.
Yes,
that's what I said. She.
Yeah, I think I heard she.
She has back lovely wings.
Up, yeah. Right,
she has lovely wings, which she enjoys having worshipped.
Okay,
and the tiniest little feet. So just like this.
So too far. So you like tiny feet?
I do. Yes. Because I have big fat feet, so tiny feet juxtaposition.
Right.
I like.
So
that.
If a beautiful woman had like big Fred Flintstone feet, no go. It's not happening.
Well, it would depend on the feet, of course, and.
How well maintained they were.
How well maintained, exactly. Which pair of glasses I had, so how big they
were. Do you like dirty feet?
No, absolutely not.
Uh-oh, because I've seen your dirty feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even my dirty feet, some people complain that they're not dirty enough, and I'm
Have you seen her clean feet?
I have seen her clean feet.
Whoa.
Yeah? You were impressed with her feet?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Santa's gonna give you everything you want this year.
That's correct.
Because you do have an Amazon wish list, and everybody has access to that. And,
yes, I do. And I also sell my own kinky jewelry. So
I was gonna get to the kinky jewelry, because is that what you have, some kinky jewelry on now?
I do. I have this bar is coming out this Christmas, and it says dominant or submissive on it. On the back, it does say Keep It Kinky, which is my jewelry company name. And check it out. There's things from vegan leather keychains to antibacterial sanitizing holders and stuff like that.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, everyday use.
Right, so, right. Yeah. And what dominant submissive? I get that. That's why it's kinky. Now, here's something I'm very. This is probably the most intriguing thing that you do, and I want to see. I'm really curious about this piece. I've had this done to me, and I really enjoyed it. But she never did it again. It's a long story, but hypnotism.
Oh, I love hypnosis so much. And I didn't think I would fall in love with it because I was super skeptical in the beginning. And I feel like a lot of people are if they've never experienced it themselves. I get a lot of people asking me, do you really believe that, this can happen? I'm like, you believe what you want to believe. And if it's true to you, then it's true to you. And I find that a lot of people who come to me for that have like a cage around a thought in their head. And hypnosis is a tool to unlock that cage and allow them, give them the permission to explore it and put them in a state where they can be super vulnerable but be kind of hazy in remembering it.
So how did you learn this?
So I went to a couple of classes at DomCon, and Simone Justice, who's a legend in the BDSM world, taught classes, and she taught kind of the same course in different locations. So I went to both the Los Angeles one and one in New Orleans. And both times there were different demos and there were different things that she added to the classes. So they were very valuable. And I decided because I really resonated with what was happening, it almost kind of, we were speaking about witchcraft earlier, it kind of coincides with that. There's a ritualism to it. There is a lot of like mental and emotional and spiritual things happening with that as well. And because I'm such a spiritual person and I see BDSM as a spiritual medium, it's very easy for me to tap into people's subconscious.
Right.
And that in itself is already, I feel like, half the battle.
I went out with a girl. She was very dominant, but I'm not really, so that's probably why we're not going out. But the one thing that she did that I really enjoyed was, and it's the weirdest thing, and I still am like, like I said, I'm still hazy at what happened, but we were fooling around, and she's like, she hypnotized me, and I blacked out. When I get up, she's riding me and going crazy, and she's like, I was fucking you for like an hour.
Yeah. It's almost
and
like...
And I have no remembrance of it, and I was like...
Yeah.
And I wanted her to do it again. She's like, no.
Why did she say no?
I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing, but I guess I don't know.
Okay. It's almost like a drunken stupor that you're in without actually, no alcohol's involved. Everything is like safe, sane, consensual.
Well, it's an altered state.
Exactly. And so, but it gives you that same feeling of like a drowsiness. I had one guy, like literally the moment that I started counting down into this like mental spiral staircase, his head would go limp. He would start drooling, like, excessively. I had to put paper towels under his chin.
Right.
And if I didn't hold him in the chair, he would fall over onto the floor. And one time I had to, like, catch him, and I've just put him on the floor every single time since then. And I've made people climax without, like,
being
touching
conscious.
Them. Okay. No, without touching them, just through mind. Like, mind control. And,
well, I will say this. Sometimes I have these very vivid sex dreams. I know it's part of my magical practice. But I'm like, if you could have orgasms like that, that would be amazing. Because the way that your mind works, it's just such... I don't know how to explain it, but it's like... The touches feel so much better when it's just your mind imagining them. Then I don't know how to explain it. It's like, if you've ever had, like, a really good wet dream... And you can.
Who are you talking to?
And you can access that same thing, I'm guessing, with hypnosis.
Exactly. And I feel like, for me, the mind is actually what gives me orgasms. Because if I'm not turned on by something, no matter how hot something might look, or no matter, it's subjective, but no matter how, like, awesome the scene is going, if I'm not into it, I'm not going to get anything out of it. I'm not going to get aroused. I'm not going to get wet from it. I'm not going to anything. And mm-hmm. that goes for anybody else, too. So if I arouse the mind and the brain becomes excited, piece of cake from
there. Well, this goes to the question now.
Yeah.
You're being paid to rouse them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get aroused?
I do, yes. Of
but
course.
Not every time.
Not all the time. I would be lying if I said every single time.
Right. But sometimes you do.
I do, of course, because there's this whole, like, I can see that a submissive or somebody who wants to serve me is, like, literally giving me everything. Mm-hmm. They're giving me, it's almost like they're giving me their soul.
Right.
And sharing their soul with me. And I think that's the mm-hmm. most beautiful thing in the world. And for them to do that, that's such a turn on. Like, I have, it's like, not only the power exchange, but the fact that they're willing to share their deepest, darkest everything with me, you know? And mm-hmm. it's just, it's beautiful.
I'm sorry, Santa. You were going to say? Santa's been waiting to talk.
You were talking about wet dreams.
Yeah, Santa, have you ever had any wet dreams?
I would have had two, but I fell asleep.
Oh, okay. You were just having wet dreams.
When you're talking about in the beginning, you're talking about the thought locked up and the opens the mind mm-hmm. and allows you to be in a state where you don't quite remember mm-hmm. and all of those things.
Well, I would love for some of them to remember, but they don't.
Well, all I was thinking of was, I use alcohol for that.
Yes.
It's exactly the same. Well, then you brought it up eventually, but...
Right.
It's what it is. It's just relaxing and allows you to do things that you won't do in your unaltered state.
That's why I drink as well.
But the altered state is only step one. The second part of it is me mentally programming them for something else. Mm-hmm. So, like, one girl in specific, I'd never met her in person, but she lives in Texas. And she comes from a very, very conservative background. She has a boyfriend that she's actually fiancé now. And I actually knew her before she even moved in with him. So I've known her for 3 years through texting and doing hypnosis. And for me, she wants to explore her kinky side and her...
Right. She wants to explode. You were just about to say.
She does. I make her explode.
I'm sure you do.
But she wants it to be a secret because she doesn't think that her, you know, boyfriend would approve. And she also wants to submit to a woman. And I think that's something that I could be really turned on by because I'm just like, man, this...
Because it's another woman.
Well, yeah, but...
Because men are gross.
Well, no, but, like, you know how some women
I happen to
are...
like penis.
I know you like penis.
Well, she does, too. She tells me, she's like, I'm not a lesbian. You know, I shouldn't be turned on by this, but I am.
Oh, I'm definitely bi. I just still say that the penis is fantastic.
No. Right. Well, I mean, obviously she does, too, because she's living with him. But, yeah, I think...
It doesn't sound like it's the healthiest relationship. I got to be honest with you.
I think the hypnosis has helped in the sense that I think it's made her more honest with herself.
Mm-hmm.
Really allowing her to be like, it's okay to want to explore being a hoe at home. You know, I don't have to be a hoe for anybody else, but I can do what I want on my own bed, on my own living room, couch, you know, all these other things.
Right.
And mistress gets to tell me how to do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If you say so. I mean, all these things, I think if she found a man that is into this stuff,
right. I told her, I was like, maybe you'd be
I don't want you not to get money.
No, right.
But
right,
I think if she's into men, if she's into what you're doing, I don't know. I've always said it, either there's one person that can fulfill your needs or there's nobody that can fulfill your needs. You got to spread it around. So I don't know.
I think also she had mentioned that she might be jealous if I ever met her fiance and that I might steal him away, but then part of her also thinks that's really hot, so that became a fantasy of hers, and I was like,
does she know how many clients you have? Like, you're macking for her fiance? Come on.
I told her
you're
that
hanging with Santa Claus. What are you talking about?
I explained, right. But you know,
you are a desired woman. This is what's weird. This is what's weird about dating a dominatrix. And I actually had the opportunity a couple times to do it and backed off because my thought, and you know what, in retrospect, I was probably wrong, but if I were to go out with a dominatrix, and I've got a toe in the scene, people know me around the fetish community, but they know that I'm a dilettante and a voyeur, and I'm not really hardcore into it. But if I went out with a dominatrix, it's like The Godfather, you know, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. There's no way I could get out. Right?
It's true. Yeah, 100%.
If you're going to go in, that's it. You're in there for life.
I think that's also like...
Blood in, blood out.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah. So, and you don't do blood play, or you don't like a lot of blood play.
I actually, you know, needles is something that I'm curious about diving into more, but I'm not into the heavy
Santa?
Blood play, like syringe, you know, I'm not a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken classes on, you know, surface
right.
stuff, and people make beautiful art with needles, and I yeah. think that it's really awesome, but I would never do, like, cupping with blood and everything.
That's but you do cupping.
I do fire cupping.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that. So, Santa, you're not into the blood play.
No, not really into blood play, no. Although the acupuncture needles intrigue me a little bit, but I'm not really sure.
And then scat, scat.
Absolutely. Heart stop
yeah.
on the scat.
Heart stop on the scat, yeah.
Heart limit. They're kind of all the way up to that would be okay, but once you write.
What do you mean? Would you like to be farted on?
No.
Well, I don't know. What's
golden.
Golden, okay.
Oh, golden's okay. Golden, brown okay, is not.
Brown, no.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the same way.
And nothing okay. at all. Nothing at all with the soap.
Yeah.
Flatulence. No.
I don't know. I mean, you're like, everything up to scat.
Roman
I'm like,
either.
Wait a second.
Roman is
I'm telling you, no. Don't leave carrots for the reindeer either, because it makes them flatulent.
No, I know. You told us last year. You told us last year that.
Yeah, well, what a reminder.
No, you said, no, you said you messed it up. Santa, you messed up your own joke.
I did. Don't leave.
You don't leave oats. You leave carrots. You don't leave oats.
What's the other way around? But okay, either way.
Wait, what? So they do eat oats then?
Oh, wait. Oh, so they're supposed. Oh, so you got it right. I fucked it up.
Yeah, but it's all right.
We're drinking spiked eggnog.
You're the host. You can do that. So oats are okay.
That's good.
And but not the quick oats because they've already been cooked. So
yeah. No maple brown sugar. None of that.
Yeah, none of that because they just make Boy, there's a brown sugar there all over the place, like little kids with cookies.
Oh, yeah,
God, yeah, the zoomies.
Yes, because one year they had carrots and it was just flatulent city.
Oh, it was just terrible. And then if you fly over someplace that actually has a fireplace going with a big fire, they light.
Yeah, forget it.
Jet engine.
Forget it.
Right out.
But yeah, you're not into needles. You're not into.
I'm not into heavy blood play.
Right, you're not into heavy blood play. But it's as the more you get into it, the more you're getting intrigued.
I feel like, you know, as I'm getting older and as I acquire more experience, I'm opening to trying new things and, like, seeing what I can incorporate into my current play. Because the beauty about kink is that, like, I can have the same client or the same subs that like the same things,
mm-hmm.
but will always play differently. And
right.
so the more skills that I, you know, acquire, the more I can add that knowledge back into play and make it more, you know, of a variety.
And for all these people that are listening and have big erections right now, no sex.
Yeah, I don't.
Not even pegging, right? Or is there maybe some pegging?
I can't legally say, but I do not receive penetration or oral from my subs or fetishes.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that because apparently, according to Nicole, most women don't receive oral either.
Oh.
We're gonna go off on this topic okay. on the drive over. We were talking.
Okay.
And Nicole's like,
no names, but I have a friend who will not climax unless oral is provided.
Oh.
And
is that by choice or is that because she physically can't?
She physically can't.
Okay, got it.
And so we were discussing the fact, Mark doesn't know this because Mark is a gentleman and will always go down on a lady. But most men.
Not always.
Most men, especially if it's someone you like just met recently, won't go down on you.
I'm a man. I don't. I haven't heard that. Santa?
I'm going to sit this one out.
Okay, you're going to sit that one out. But you're not,
well, I had a
you're
friend
a deity.
Say,
you're not
I
a man.
Had a, I had a male friend even say, oh, yeah, I only go down to my girlfriends after I know them for a while. Like, I think it's a health thing. My first time, the guy wouldn't finger me or go down on me, and it was because it was a health thing. He didn't know me well enough.
Well, that's when it should be the last
time.
Did
he do anything else?
Oh, yeah, he fucked me really good. But
but he wouldn't touch you, and he wouldn't touch you.
Yeah, well, the condom. You know, well, if it was a psychological thing for him.
You only have one condom?
Yeah. There's dental dams.
You mean that he,
no, but there's.
Put one on his finger.
Or gloves. I use nitrile.
Oh, that's
gloves.
A good thought. I never thought about that. Yeah. He did. I
just glove up and go in.
It was my first time, so I was just kind of like.
You always have surgical clubs and lube by the bed, and also a
dental
dams.
Well, I dated another guy who I had to tell him not to go down on me because he wasn't very good at it, but he also always kept coconut oil by the bed, so he would, you know, we would have really good touching, rubbing it all over. So there are different ways to stimulate, but. A lot of guys won't stick their tongue there unless they know the girl longer.
Well, let's be honest. Let's be honest. You had the coconut oil to jerk off. But anyway, I mean, let's. It's funny because it's all these things I like.
Yeah, but you could serve like a pina colada, so that's a bonus.
Right, and if you drink South Beach Raise Energy Drink, with the coconut oil. It's like you're in a tropical paradise.
It's like blue steel, right?
Oh, it can be like blue steel. Yeah. Trust me, I've sipped some South Beach. I actually do it dry. I don't use oil, but I have masturbated and drank Ray's South Beach.
Well, the other thing about this guy was he would go for like an hour, so it would get chafy. So
those guys. Yeah. I didn't say that. I'm one of those guys. I go for a long time.
Girls like that. Me personally, I get kind of bored after 20 minutes.
But is it because the position doesn't change?
No, it's because I've already came.
When it takes a long time to come.
Exactly, and so it's just like being pounded.
Have you come multiple times?
Yeah, but it's within 20 minutes. Like, if it's going an hour, I'm bored.
Eventually, you want to get a bowl of cereal and watch TV, right? Right. Yeah,
I got it. Eat some chocolate. Right. I love to eat chocolate after sex.
Yes, and hopefully you'll have some Ray's white chocolate CBD.
Renegade.
Renegade. What did I say, Ray's? RenegadeCBD.com. RenegadeKush.com. Anyway, so now, what is the weirdest request you ever had? And were you able to accommodate it?
Yes, of course. To the letter. The weirdest.
Well, you can't say of course. Like, if somebody's like a shit on me, you're like, no.
Well, I don't think that's weird, though. I just feel like that's...
Well, yeah, that's why I wanted to get past that, yeah.
If I say that's a hard limit, then they're just not even interested. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like not even a match. But for match-wise, I think the humiliation people. It's the people who like to be humiliated in a certain way because they are exhibitionists, but it's very particular. So like one person that... I can remember vividly, he would rent the highest hotel room that he could possibly get, but then also, still see the street view.
Right.
But also, if there are other buildings in the vicinity, that was also a plus, because that means other people could potentially peek in as well. So what he wanted to do was strip down. I would give him... whippings, and that would move into drawing or writing really degrading words on his body with lipstick.
Mm.
And he was supposed to memorize what the words were, depending on where I wrote them on his body. Mm. And then, if he got it wrong, he would get more whippings, and they were harder. Or if he got them right, I could potentially take one away if I chose to. After that, mineral oil came into play because that's kind of the easiest way to take off lipstick from skin.
Right.
And he would go to the window and have to recite, each of these statements like, I am a dog. I am a blah, 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 blah. And keep saying it while he pleasured himself in front of the window. And I would keep punishing him from behind. And yeah. That's
hot.
That was his thing.
See, Nicole, she can turn.
I mean, I'm not going to do it, but I also
she's a writer too. So.
I'm a writer, yeah. So I'm visualizing, and I'm also definitely a voyeur. So I think that's hot. I wouldn't do it personally, but I'd watch it happen.
Okay, all right. I'm glad to hear that. That's interesting. Now you say you've also said in every interview I've read that you love to inflict pain.
I do. I have a really.
What's the most pain you've inflicted on somebody?
Oh man, I won't forget him. He was on a webbed chain, a chained web. So it looked like a spider web, mm-hmm. but it was made out of chains. Mm-hmm. And he was, bound to it, completely nude. And I use medical forceps, so the ones that, hold skin open while surgery. And they have three clicks. And so with every click, it mm-hmm. gets tighter and pinches the skin more. Mm-hmm. Well, I use those on his jewels.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, and held them apart.
Oh!
While I also tied his C in rope and pulled that up towards his nips and put weighted clamps there.
Ish.
And I would just, whip all around and kind of just... See how it goes. Oh, and all the while he's on his tiptoes. And then
I can't even look at you.
And then I added weights to the forceps, so that they would hang and stretch. And I would tap it with my whip, and it would swing, and it would hurt even more. And I would just click them, so that it was tighter each time. And the finale was linking both the clamps to the jewels and putting all the weights in a line and just like swinging it back and forth as hard as I could. I think I don't know if it was that time, but I added my shoe on there. For the foot fetishes.
Right.
for kicks.
Well, that's terribly painful.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of two things. The great Houdini, who would do that to himself. And ooh, also, the worst thing I ever saw was a dominatrix, again, group event, voyeurism, you paid to attend. And like, she had his balls stretched out and she was hammering nails through them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how could that?
Lock, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that, yeah.
I'm just like, that's the worst thing I've ever seen, because that would just be so fucking painful.
So I would like to try that with needles, but I would like to do like a threaded artwork on that. Like,
wow.
That's kind of something that I'm interested in trying in the future.
And I'm sure he's game for it. Now, what? I was going to ask you, does genital play, how does that turn you on? I would be so afraid to damage it.
That I just love playing with it because I know.
Oh, I know you
so
love playing with it. I'm saying, what is it for them?
They're masochists. They're into pain.
Like, oh.
I know. It's hard to imagine.
Because I want it to work.
I mean, it is. I am right. It's Houdini, the one that had the clamps, and then he, like, pulled it. Like, that. Is that who the person we had on the show was that did that?
There is
Houdini. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't.
Not Harry Houdini.
Yeah, right.
Houdini.
Oh,
well, because we had some pretty extreme stuff in the show, and there are people that will hammer nails through themselves, you know?
Yeah, we've been to a show where it was actually geared towards witchcraft ritualism and almost Satanism, but they would like pierce their own cheeks and stuff, and then they would suspend themselves with hooks
and do the thing too.
But I'm sure that kind of almost feels like not hypnosis per se, but like I'm sure they get into this zone.
Well, they have
like,
the Native American Sundance. I think it's called the Sundance, and it puts you in an altered state intentionally. Like that's why they're doing it.
Yeah. So
like, definitely
spinning and like the pain helps them really elevate and connect to
and
that.
Release themselves. Yeah. Not sexually. I mean, I'm sure it might also release them sexually, but it releases them mentally.
Right.
Yeah.
And the endorphins are pumping, and adrenaline is.
My endorphins would not be pumping.
No, I'm terrified of that. It's not my thing.
I would be screaming and telling you to stop, and every safe word I could come up with.
I wouldn't be into receiving it, but I enjoy watching it because of how, same as feet, and how I'm into receiving it, and the worship that comes with it is like just them just giving their all kind of thing.
And I'm sure there's some people that are into vaginal torture, but I don't see that a lot. I see male genital torture much more.
I've definitely seen that more.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Also, I don't know if I don't know what happens anatomically, but the first CBT session that I ever had was an hour long with another dominant. Actually, she was a switch. And she had combat boots on, and I had platform heels, like six-inch platform heels.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was on the floor for an hour, and we were both taking turns, like stomping, kicking, like name it, digging my heels in. And he was hard the entire time. Uh-huh. And at the end of it, he was able to climax.
Jesus.
I was like,
well, good. Thank
I don't know
goodness.
What it, I know, but I was
Santa,
like,
you all right?
How is
I'm
that?
Doing just fine. Just fine. I don't want to do that, though.
No.
You just play with the feet, get tickled, but nothing like that.
I have a question. I want to go back to the guy in the window thing. I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, sure.
Do you do electro play?
I do.
It's what it
is. Electro and fire play.
Yes. Yeah. I love the senses. I love stimulating the senses. So I love sensory deprivation, and then I also like mixing that in with electricity, wax, fire,
candle wax,
and ice as well.
A candle wax.
Well, suppose you're in the
Santa's
North
a little
Pole
vanilla,
and,
but you know
he's in the North Pole, so he's
he gets ice all the time.
That,
yeah. Mrs. Claus comes out with some ice.
Nice, but the candle wax,
nice and cozy.
Hot stuff. Hot beeswax.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, no tickling and no genital pain.
Torture, yes.
No genital torture.
Not so much.
And don't tickle him on the genitals. See, he doesn't like that.
I found out that guys are ticklish
different.
There.
Oh, wait a second.
Yes.
Santa, go ahead.
See,
please explain.
That's entirely different. Yeah, you're talking about tickle torture. Tickle torture on the there is not torture.
On the stocking, yes.
What'd you call it?
The stocking?
On Santa's bag, yeah.
Santa's bag. Yeah. Santa's got a big bag. So you were saying, yeah, so guys are into the tickling
yes,
on the balls.
Love
yeah,
love it. And
it is a sensitive area.
Yeah, but I think when you're if you caress them or if you like kind of just lightly play with them, oh, it's like the 180 of torture. It's,
no, that's not torture to me. That
exactly.
Great.
That's 180
right.
of it. Yes.
180, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I had an ex girlfriend, she was a biter.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, well, there's no bite zone. She's like, no, there's not. I'm like, okay. But she just nibbled, and it was okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not into the biting or anything. Now, one last question, and we may have some gifts, and hopefully, if you are up to it, you may want to sit on Santa's lap. And he might have something for you,
mm-hmm.
And something you may be able to tickle. But, you know, obviously you're part Spanish,
mm-hmm.
but is being Asian a hindrance or a help as a dom?
I think it's a help. So a lot of other Asian dominants, I feel like, use that ethnic background to their, I guess, advantage. And for me, I'm more known as like a dom in a general sense, not necessarily mm-hmm. by like being Asian.
Right.
However, I do have people who are like, oh, you're actually like part Filipino. And then they tie that into their past experiences, like, oh, my ex-girlfriend was Filipino.
Yeah, everybody's ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Everybody went out with a Filipino one.
And so, I was like, okay, yeah. What does this have to do with kink? But I think that I can definitely say having a tiger mom really helped with being strict disciplinarian as a mistress, because I went to Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
And that was pretty regimented. I had to wear uniforms. We had, you know, we had rules. My parents also disciplined me as a child. So I think I take all of that and the experiences with those to my play sometimes. And I'm able to be like that strict mommy, dommy, you know, to my subs who really need that kind of attention, and, you know, pull from that. And then the Asian thing is probably more of a bonus, I guess,
okay.
in their mind.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this is another Ali Wong bit, but define tiger mom.
I don't think
I've ever heard
sorry.
That.
So for those who aren't familiar with the culture, like tiger moms, especially for people who are first generation in America, tiger moms were like the people who immigrated to America and wanted their kids, the first generation that was born here,
mm-hmm.
to excel in school, to you know, at least play one or two instruments, to go be part of a, you know, sporting team. Like, they wanted to be super well-rounded, get into Ivy League schools on scholarship, you know, so that the best that they could be, so that, you know, they're set for life kind of thing.
I know tiger moms.
Yeah.
I'm
and
sure.
It's
Ali,
like
Ali
the harshest, yeah, the harshest treatment that they could give them, but it's right. tough love, you know?
No, I went out with she's Japanese, but she had a tiger mom, and she used to play violin, and her
shredded
hands
fingers, right?
were literally at a 90 degree angle.
Yeah,
because she played violin when she was tough. So you took all the tiger mom abuse that you I wouldn't
they
say abuse
too terrible. Like I have to say, they were pretty light for, you know,
the
Asian
semi-tiger
parents.
Mom
yeah.
Business, and of course.
Right.
We all know about the Catholic Church.
Oh, yes.
And so you took
those
all that.
Those are some of the most kinkiest people that come
oh,
from
they
that.
Are the kinkiest people.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Look what the Pope's wearing now. I mean, that's hardcore.
So.
But he has nothing on Santa Claus. So I don't know if you want to sit on Santa's lap.
I do.
And we're gonna find out if you've been naughty or nice.
Oh. From my little...
Mark, I think everybody in this room is naughty.
Well,
and
everybody
in
the audience.
Room if we weren't at least some.
Yeah.
Right.
And actually, the most naughty would be Santa. And you can play with Santa if you'd like.
I would. I have my own Santa bag that I brought with me.
Oh, did you?
And, yes. And, okay. I will put mine this way.
Well, otherwise it bumps into you and I can't get real close.
There you go.
But, yes. In our introduction, he was very naughty. He's more naughty than me.
Oh, but he got us in the studio, so I guess he was nice.
Oh, very nice. He's a gentleman.
Yeah, so he was naughty. So if he was naughty, first off, let's get your gift out of the way. If has Domina Mara been naughty or nice this year?
She's been both.
Oh,
she's
yeah?
She's been naughty when she needs to be, but nice when she needs to be.
So
So not she, when she needs to be, because that's her profession.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%. So she gets a gift.
Talk
that
about
night.
It, too.
Yay.
Yes. And apologies for the camera work, but
oh.
Santa, here's that gift you left with me.
Oh, yes.
No
yes.
peeking until December 25th.
You can peek. Go ahead and open
okay,
it.
Hang on a second. There we go.
Thank you. May I
open please, it? Please. Yes, Santa got you something.
Foot lotion. I think
it's
you're,
a whole foot set with slippers.
Oh, there's like little cozy sweater slippers.
And there's some yes. foot oil and some foot, yes, foot lotion, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Very
you know,
lovely.
Feel, there's
like
enough
Betsy
here.
Johnson.
There's enough here to worship your feet two or three times.
Yes.
And if you enjoy the aroma, we can get you more.
Yes, Vivid Roses, of course.
Vivid Roses.
I would yes. love my feet to smell like roses.
Well, absolutely. You now your feet will smell like roses.
Actually, and that's one more thing that I wanted to say about foot worshippers. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people like it because it's kind of like the gateway to kink as well. Because you could do so many things, you know?
What can you do with feet? What can you do with feet? Tell me.
Yes, exactly.
I see.
Yeah.
What can you do with feet? Tell me.
I have smothered many faces with feet.
Okay, I got that. I've seen that.
Yeah, so breathe like breath play mm-hmm. with my toes and my feet.
So you choke people with your feet?
I have, but I've also restricted their breathing.
Mm.
Or
do you breath play a lot?
I do. I love it.
You like that?
I do.
What does it take this and then you get up, or do you count to three before you get up?
Oh, no, I can usually tell when their windpipe is kind of like, you know, contracting.
When they're blue and not responsive?
That never happened.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyways,
but,
I think Santa's trying to angle for a choking, but I don't want you to do anything you,
know, you
don't want to do.
There are a few things that I'm just not into, and breath play is one of them.
Okay, well maybe. Yeah. Wait a second, what's now, going on what? Here? Wait
she
a
told
second.
You she had a bag.
Uh-oh, the bag's coming out.
Let me tell you a little bit more about feet, because yes, you understand this about feet, too. Things you can do with them.
Oh, yeah. It's a bag of toys.
You make feet like this, and you put them like this together, they look like that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Right?
Santa?
So use your imagination.
Santa, I think
yes.
I think you might have to.
What do we have here now?
I have a matching little paddle with me. Isn't
cool.
it pretty?
Matches. What's it match?
All of us. Look at
matches
this.
All of us. Oh, that's
it's a very Christmas themed paddle.
Yes.
It does. What would you like for me to do?
Well,
so you can do whatever it is you're looking to do.
Since you have been slightly naughty this year, somebody needs to punish you, I think.
Would that be you?
Yes, that would be me.
Mistress, may I please have another?
You haven't even gotten one. Turn around.
By the way, Santa has buns of steel. We've had that established.
Ooh.
You'd be surprised.
So you don't even need a warm-up. Is it because it's cold up there in the North Pole?
No, it's because I weigh 350 pounds and I get a workout every time I stand up.
Or every time you go down a chimney, huh?
Or every time I go down. Oh, the chimney. I forgot the chimney. Yeah.
Yes. So what I'm going to have you do is also put your hands on the back of this chair.
I think Santa just said he likes to eat cookies.
Yes.
Mm. And you're going to lean over just a tad for me, like so, and stick out that bottom. Yes. Do I want to lift this little...
sash?
Red.
Yes, threw up the sash.
Oh, oh my goodness, you have...
Told
buns
you.
...of steel, my gosh. You don't need a warm-up, do you? Do you even feel this?
No.
Let's angle you more just a tad this way. All right, I'm going to give you a little bit more of a firmer one. Are you okay with that?
Do your best.
All right. How is that?
Oh, did you start? Okay.
Such a naughty Santa. That means I can go full on. Yes. All right, so I'm going to give you, that was kind of my warm-up.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 25 hard ones now.
Okay.
For
the safe word, the safe word is stop, right?
Yeah. Well, Santa's got one hard one right now, but what is the safe word?
My safe word is mercy.
Okay.
But I don't think he's going to need
it. I don't think so either. So. 25 hard ones.
Yes.
You ready, Santa?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're going to count with me, all right?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Okay.
Who else is being paddled right now? All right, one for every day until Christmas. Ready?
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Yes.
All right, Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Was that what you expected?
You have really, really strong buttons, I have to say.
Thank you. Yes. You should see my calves. You think those are hard?
Oh, my goodness. Should we?
Yes. Did you thank your mistress for your spanking?
Oh, thank you, mistress. Yes, I did. Yes.
Thank you for my present.
Well, now's the time for Nicole to sit on your lap.
Really?
Ooh.
Really?
You might have a present.
I have a gift?
You may. It depends if you've been naughty or nice.
Oh,
and after all you said on this show, I don't know.
I'm like,
according to Armando, you've been very nice, but...
Armando's great. I like him a lot. He's a good person.
Okay.
He's a cool guy, huh?
Yeah, well, like, he supplied our eggnog. He's just fun. He's a fun, nice guy.
Okay. And he likes Nicole Sweet. Now, has Nicole been naughty or nice this year? I know you haven't seen her in a couple years.
But she was telling me a little story earlier.
Right.
So I believe she slipped over to the naughty list. However, of late... She slipped back to the nice list.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to go with nice majority of the time.
Is that okay?
Are you fair? Is that fair?
Oh,
well,
this?
Santa, I'm sorry that I didn't have time to wrap this. The naughty elves were doing...
You got that really cool wrapping that comes with this red, yes. White, and colors of the season.
My favorite thing. Yes. Candles.
Yeah.
Did you see what kind of candle?
And it's mistletoe.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Not candle wax, it's a candle, but we can use the candle wax.
And my second favorite
thing. Now we get to the real stuff.
It might be my third. I think tequila might outreach it, but it's definitely top three.
Fireball and candle wax.
I will use both of these with utmost discretion.
There you go. Because they both burn just a little bit. But only temporarily.
And they're both very enjoyable. Thank you, Santa.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Mark.
It's always so much holiday cheer when we do these holiday shows. Domino, you've been a delight. I hope you come back.
Oh, thank you so
much
for having me.
2022. Now tell everybody, because this is going to take a while, tell everybody everything you got going on and how they can get a hold of you and all that stuff.
Right. So I'm on literally every single platform, but my main page and website is dominomara.com. And you can find everything from past, photography there to new works. If you go all the way down, you can scroll and sign up for my newsletter so that you know what's happening for travel. I send one out every month. And then...
it's a very impressive website.
Oh, thank you. I built it myself.
I figured. I wanted you to know our website. It's really nice.
Thank you.
We'll talk about it. Anyway.
So upcoming this month, I will be... at a film festival. My film Cocoon got accepted to a film festival, so that'll be happening here in Los Angeles. And I will be traveling to Portland for the holidays, but I'm also playing, of course.
Of course.
So I have a new person up there who has a very specific interest, and I hope that I can talk more about that after it happens. Yes. And then I also have my jewelry company. If you guys want anything for your kinky... significant others, or if you have a mistress that you would love to give something to, that'd be great. It's keepitkinky.us.
Mm-hmm.
And my YouTube channel is Miss Mara or Domina Mara.
Right.
And I'll kind of leave it at that for now.
Okay. That's a lot. DominaMara.com. Mm-hmm. And follow you on YouTube. There's some, all sorts of great content. Trust me, either one is a masturbation smorgasbord. You really got to check it out. Santa Claus, always a delight.
My pleasure to be here, as always.
And you've got, I'm sure, a very busy holiday season. And
it is very busy,
You'll be in Portland and other places on Christmas.
I might drop by Portland, yes.
Oh, say hi.
I'm intrigued now as to what it is that you've conjured up for this person.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very intrigued with many things.
That's yes. And you're in thenorthpole.com, and it's... what's your email? You said you had an email.
I did. JollySantaClaus@gmail.com.
So if you wanted to talk to Santa Claus, get what you want for Christmas, JollySanta.com.
Yeah, JollySantaClaus. JollySantaClaus.
I've been so naughty. But I'm not sitting on your lap. No fucking right. way. JollySantaClaus.
.com.
Jolly
Santa.
At Gmail. JollySantaClaus@gmail.com.
Yes. I don't have any website or anything like that.
Right. You don't need one.
Everybody knows what he is.
Everybody knows Santa.
Yes.
Yes. It's just I just
Santa. One last question. Why is it the Jewish people make the best Christmas albums? Jewish singers, because Mara's a singer and she wants to know.
Why is it they make the best best
Jewish, Jewish Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond, Bob Dylan, Twisted Sister? Like, Jewish people make the best Christmas albums. Why is this? Every year, it's always, yeah, it's like, you know
that's
Shlomo Weinstein's Christmas album. Why is this?
That's a conundrum.
Is it because their Hanukkah already has passed, so they're just like...
Right, they have one song, the Adam Sandler song, that's it, so it's...
Yeah,
we'll save that for next year.
We'll save that. You know what, I will come up with an answer to that, because I'm busy thinking about that.
And we will come up with somebody, I don't know, quite this special, but definitely special for next year. Maybe a repeat. We'll see what happens.
Pretty hard to top.
And this has been amazing.
Well, what if we got Cindy Starfall, who you were with that one night time, Ella Darling, who you were with another time, Kitten the TV Dodd, the legend that you were with one time.
I like her.
And Maggie Mayfield.
Sure.
Yes. Maggie Mayfield, who was on via Zoom last year, and Rotten Kitty, who was via Zoom. Get them all in the studio.
That'd be amazing.
That
would be a present for Santa. That's correct.
Anyway.
You know what we could do? We could do that with the Easter Bunny, because I hear he's quite the perv.
We might do an Easter show. Anyway, Nicole?
I'm Nicole6Books on Instagram, and then I'm NicoleH6 on Facebook. And my poetry book probably won't be out for Christmas, so look for it early next year.
Yes. So that'll be a Christmas gift to give for next year. I'm Dark Marth. I don't even know my fucking name. I'm Dark.
I've hypnotized you.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
No, because my ex-girlfriend says she hypnotized me the first time she met me.
No, I didn't.
Do you ever hypnotize people on this line?
No.
No.
I usually have to get their consent. I'm ethical about it.
But you've seen people do that.
What? Hypnotize in person?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, I'm Dark Mark. I'm the Goth Comedian. DarkMarkShow.com, Goth Comedian on all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Solstice, and the rest of 2021. Looks like we'll be back for New Year's. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy holiday. Bye.
Bye. So next time, bring your phone.